Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to talk about what's getting in your way, what's holding you back, what's keeping you from being the person that you want to be, what's keeping you from doing the things that you want to do, what's keeping you from developing and growing into the outstanding individual and outstanding person that you are, and demonstrating the true qualities that you have and showing those qualities to the world. Basically coming out of your shell and being more than you could possibly ever dream of by taking the first step, which is taking control of your life and control of your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, we all live in a world that has tons of opportunity, all right? And in order for us to take advantage of those opportunities, we have to actually get up and do something quite novel. We need to get out there and do what we dream of doing. We need to stop making excuses for all of the reasons why there's something in our way, all of the reasons why somebody else was able to do it, but we are not able to do it, and understand that we have the same opportunity and the same options that those people that made it had. The only difference is between them and us is that they kept trying. All right? All failure is a roadmap to success. If you fail enough and learn from each one of those failures, then what happens is that you eventually end up creating a roadmap to success. You end up eventually creating a way of seeing how you can make your dreams, your fantasies, your desires, and the things that you truly want and will for to come true by making those realities come true by you playing an active role in your future, just like you're presently playing an active role in your presence or present time. Ladies and gentlemen, I once heard a blind man say that the problem with people that can see is that people that can see too much, and they fail to dream. That's a really profound statement coming from somebody. Now, mind you, this gentleman that I'm talking about is very successful. He's a very successful businessman. And, you know, one day I was talking to him, and he said, you know what, Zurian? He said, the problem with people that can see is that they see too much. You see so much that you fail to open your true eyes and see. He said, the difference between a lot of you guys and me is the fact that I constantly dream. So even though I can't necessarily see my hand in front of me, I can see my future, I can see my potential, I can see the things that are going to make me a better person, make me a more valued person, and also give me the opportunity to help other people to reach their goals, to live their dreams, to step outside of their little box. And the funny thing about that is that this is really pretty profound when you consider the fact that here's somebody that has what most of us would consider the ultimate obstacle in his way. The ultimate obstacle is he can't read or write, you know, in the sense of reading or write like we normally do. He had to learn how to do this another way. He had to gain knowledge not only through listening, but through learning another way of interpreting the information that most of us take for granted on a regular basis. So, again, like I was saying, that is truly profound that this man has this attitude. And understand that, as you've heard me say before, God does not make junk. All right, you are not junk. You are an incredible individual. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what your size is. You can correct and adjust any and all of these things if you choose to. However, you have to choose to. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can hold your hand and guide you technically through this. But then again, that's really not true. I'm sure that you've heard me say on many occasions that we all need to find a mentor. We all need to find somebody that's done or is doing what we want to do, and then follow their lead, follow their examples. So my question is, what is holding you back? Right? If each of us is gifted, and you have a gift that could be incredible to any and everybody that could possibly experience it, why aren't you sharing it? Why aren't you doing the things to put you in the position to do the things that you want to do? You know, Les Brown said that if you fall, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And that's a very profound, you know, statement. ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop falling flat on our faces. Many of us continuously fall flat on our faces. Many of us continue to do things that we know don't work, but we keep doing them like it's going to work. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So, how many of you are insane? Raise your hands. Then again, put your hands down. I can't see you anyway. So, let's take some steps to our greatness. Let's start facing the greatness that's within us and start doing the things that we need to do. And the funny thing is that most people do things, but what really is the problem is we don't know what we don't know. We do what we think we know, but we really don't know what we think we know. So we need to break the patterns. We need to get rid of those sad patterns. I mean, right now, let's ask yourselves a question. If you could change your life right now, what would you change? Okay, pause. All right. Now, from what would you change, from what would you change, what would you do? Let's say you had 6 months. You had 6 months to live. What would you do now to make those 6 months the best, the greatest, and the most fulfilling 6 months that you could possibly do? Not only for yourself, but for your loved ones. Okay, now, how much time, since we have all of these people that like to waste time and throw their time away, could somebody please tell me how much time you can afford to waste today? Since none of us have an expiration date on us, and none of us have an extended warranty, could somebody tell me how much time you have today to waste doing stupid stuff, texting, sitting on Facebook, not getting anything from it, not learning something, not taking that class that you keep saying that you want to take but you're never going to take because you just don't have the drive or you just won't create the drive within yourself? How much time do you have to wait? You know, how many of you have wasted time not telling somebody that you love them, and then when they're gone, now it's over. That book is closed. You can't tell them anything, at least not to their face, and you don't have that oneness. Today is not promised to you. Yes. So we know the answer to that, which to the question of how much can you waste today. You can't waste anything. You can't waste any of your time. You need to get active. You need to get moving. You need to start putting yourself in motion so that you can do the things that you say that you want to do. You need to start doing the things that you say you want to accomplish. I mean, come on. If tomorrow's not promised to you, then when? Then basically, can you tell me what the hell you're waiting for? All right, we need to stop waiting for other people to give us approval for us to move forward with our lives. We need to stop waiting for other people to give us approval so that we can do something or for them to give us their little check off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You, the individual that's listening, the people that are here for a reason, the people that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are a survivor and you are a winner. If you want to look at it this way, you survived out of 40 million sperm that were all looking to make contact with an egg, okay? You are the winner. You are the one that was able to reach that egg and become the person that's listening to me today, the person that's listening to the show right now, the person that has the power and the ability to change their lives and to move forward and to become everything that they were meant to become. So stop acting like a loser. Stop acting like the world is against you. The world is your oyster, okay? The only thing that you have to do is either find the right knife or find a rock and then open it. The problem with opening it with a rock is that you got to pull all of those shells, those shell pieces out. So how about we get a knife, okay? Or how about we take those shells to what we would call a clam shucker and let that clam shucker open it up for us, and then we take the pearl out. Okay, there may be a fee involved, but did you get your pearl? Yes. Did you do it the wrong way? No, you did it the right way. And there's a right way to do everything, and there isn't just one right way. There are many. You are a true winner, and you need to stop making excuses. You need to move forward, take control of your life, and start doing the things that you need to do. All right, for you ladies that are, and guys that are a little bit overweight, that means you need to start walking. You need to start putting things in place so that you can start becoming the great person that you're supposed to be, so that you can start feeling better about yourself. Understand that success does not come overnight. understand that not everybody is going to hit the lottery. Understand that when you see that somebody started a business and they were up for four or five months, and in that 4 or 5 months, you know, Google or Facebook or, you know, some other large corporation offered them, you know, $20 million to run with their company and to do what they needed to do. Understand that the reason that that ad, the reason that that is that made news is because it's rare. Understand that you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to do your part. You're going to have to put forth some effort, but understand that it's worth it. Understand that you're worth it. Understand that your why can be the driving force to success beyond your wildest dreams. Do you know that most people that have a particular dream and really go for that dream and find success, one, by the time they find that success, they find that that success is just a small step into the true success that they experience in their lives? A lot of people have a particular dream. Now, you may be looking at this and saying, wow, you know, well, I've got some pretty big dreams. Here's the thing. If you actually reach your goals, if you actually do the things that you're saying that you want to do, if you put action into your tone, if you put action into your body, if you put action and allow action into your world, then those dreams, by the time you reach them, they'll seem like nothing. And the reason they'll seem like nothing is because you would have accomplished so many other goals in the process. And the fact that you were able to accomplish that small goal is going to open you up to bigger and bigger goals. You can't just rest on your laurels. You can't just think that, okay, I've done enough. You know, now where's my just desserts? You need to understand that there's work. You need to understand that you can do it. You need to understand that there are people out there that will help you. You just need to find the right circles. You just need to change the people that you have contact with now and start contacting and dealing with a better class of people. And when I say a better class of people, I'm not really saying that there's a whole lot wrong with your present friends. What I'm saying is that if your friends don't have the drive that's going to take them forward, if your friends don't have the drive that's going to help to take you forward, if they're not giving you positive reinforcement when you have a dream, if these are people that are negative Neds and negative Nellies, these are people you need to remove from your circle. Or, better yet, you need to remove yourself from their circle. Okay? There is nothing in the world that you can't do if you put your mind to it, you put the effort into it, and you constantly make slight changes and slight adjustments as you do them. Again, does a plant grow because you put a seed in the ground and all of a sudden it just happens? Only weeds do that, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to remove the weeds out of your life. And these people, these toxic people, these negative people, these people that want to blame you for everything, these people that don't want to take responsibility, these people that want to have an argument when an argument is not necessary, these people that want to be negative Neds and negative Nellies in your life and want to just pull you down or pull you with them, these are the people that you need to remove. You ever wonder why when somebody passes away, the person's feet are always facing the people in the procession? When a person passes away and they put a person in the casket, usually their feet are facing the people that are driving behind the hearse. The reason that their feet are there is because it's, you know, it's an old wives' tale, but they don't want the people in the procession to follow them, okay? That's what a lot of us are doing. We're turning the casket around and we're following that dead corpse. We're following that person without a dream. We're following that person without drive. We're following that person without spirit. We're following that person to the grave. These people are leading you to the grave. These people are leading you to failure. They're leading you to no success. They're leading you to no happiness. They don't want to be miserable alone, so they will gladly take you with them if you are willing to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, who's holding you back? What's holding you back? If it's a class, take the class. If you're not ready for the class, take the prep class for the class and then take the class, okay? If it's the fact that you can't walk, you know, a certain distance, then walk a shorter distance until you can walk that longer distance. If it's that you have a problem because mommy and daddy supposedly didn't love you or daddy didn't care, get the freak over it and move on with your life and start doing the things that you need to do. If it's people at your job that are just counterproductive and not helpful, understand that you need to do what you need to do and you need to count them out. Even though you have to deal with them, you can smile at them. That does not mean that you agree. That does not mean that you condone. And that does not mean that you need to hang out with these people. If you have a drinking problem, then I guess you need to see AA. And then you need to do some self-counseling and some self-finding so that you can find a way to kick your addiction. There are people that have done it. You need to follow their leads. There are a lot of positive things out there for you. I was looking the other day, some lady put on there, somebody text me, I'm bored. When the heck did texting become an entertainment? And when did our lives become so sad that we need somebody to text us for information, not for information, for entertainment? Ladies and gentlemen, the world is getting really to be an insane place. However, you do not have to be insane with it. So let's get up, shut up, do the things that we need to do, and let's make the things that we need to happen happen. Let's take control of our lives. Let's take control of ourselves. Let's look at our whys, and let's make those whys our true reasons for finding success, our true reasons for getting off our butts and doing the things that we know we need to do so that we can live the life that we want to live. Again, people, there is nothing that you can't do, all right? We've all had a lot of obstacles. I've had a ton of obstacles in my life, okay? As I've said before, I am not the sharpest knife in the block. However, I try really, really hard. My graduating class out of high school was over 1,000 kids. Most of those kids died more than 18 years ago, be it to accidents, be it stupidity, be it to, you know, just bad things that happened to them in life. However, and sometimes it was just their time. But the point is, you're alive today. As long as there's a breath in you, there's hope in you. As long as there's a breath in you and a will in you, then that means that you can change your tomorrow by the actions that you partake in, the actions that you initiate, the actions that you follow through today. And every day you want to take a step closer to your particular goal. If you want a glass of milk, and you're laying in the bed and the kitchen is downstairs, how are you going to get that glass of milk? You need to get off your butt. You need to get out that bed. You need to put on your slippers, your robe, or whatever it is that you walk around your house in, and you need to walk downstairs, open that refrigerator, reach inside, grab that milk, pull off that top, get that glass, pour that milk in that glass, put the top back on that milk, and then put that milk back in the refrigerator before you drink it. Is that not correct? That is correct. It's the same thing with life. There is a process. There are things that you need to do. You know, I've had the honor to work with one gentleman, a gentleman by the name of David, phenomenal organizer, phenomenal problem solver, phenomenal person when it comes to what he does. But one of the reasons and one of the things that makes David such a phenomenal individual, one of the things that makes David able to conquer just about any task I've ever seen him conquer, is that David loves what he does. David, in one way or another, is living his dream. David's why are his children and his wife and his family. And that why is so big that that's the fuel that fuels his flame. That's the fuel that makes David shine more than anybody else. And David's actually a real person. You know, he's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. However, he's relatively a pretty good person. You know, he's a really, he's a nice guy, and he's going to try to help you out if he possibly can, unless you put him in a position where you've taken that option away from him. But his first choice is to help. His first choice is to be of service. His first choice is to do the right thing. Now, again, you've got people that want to take that choice away from him, but as a whole, he's going to try to do the right thing. And he's going to try to do the right thing, even if everybody around him is trying to do the wrong thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's game time, okay? It's time for you to take the ball, take the puck, take whatever it is that you need to take, and move forward and do the things that you need to do. Again, your success is in your hands. Stop blaming the world for it. Your problems are in your hand. Stop blaming the world for it. All right? As somebody said to me once, If a person that's with you won't do it, then you do it. If they don't see the dream, you see the dream. If they just refuse to see the dream altogether, you see the dream for them, and then you live the dream. And then after that, if you realize that you've outgrown or that that person isn't for you anymore, then you make that necessary change. But understand, too, that the grass is not always greener on the other side. However, you're in control of your lawn. You're in control of your garden. Life has seasons. It's time for you to get out of the season of doom and gloom and move into the season of sunshine and joy. So let's do that. Let's do that together. Let's move forward. Let's do the things that we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your life. You can use it or you can lose it. You can waste it and let it just go and fade away into nothing, or you can get off your tail, do the things that you need to do, and live a life that others dream of living. I think you can do it. I know you can do it. You just have to have enough faith to do the things that you need to do. I can't do it for you, but you can do it for yourself. And remember, it all looks back at your why. If your why is big enough. Right now, I want everybody to say, I am amazing, because you are amazing. I am gifted, because I am, because you are gifted. I am gifted, not me, you. Yes, I'm gifted too, but right now, understand that today is your day. Now is your now. Make it happen. Do the things that you need to do and live the life that you deserve to live. With that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I'm going to sign off. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and please understand that, again, it's totally up to you. If you want to live a life worth living, take charge of your life and do the things that you need to do. And understand that there is greatness within you, true greatness, and a true you. So let's live our dreams and do the things that we need to do. And with that, this is Zurian. Please share the show with anybody and everybody that you think will enjoy the show and will enjoy listening. And there are many people that need to hear what we're talking about. And share with us. Again, thank you very much. And everybody have a great day. There's greatness in you. Let it out. There's greatness in you. Let it out. There's greatness in you. Let it out. You can win. All you got to do is try. Take care.